Glad to be here with you. That was the culmination of really our off season, and which has been we've done an extraordinary amount of work from the free agency process, the draft process, the team coming in, the way we changed how we worked out together, the way we did our meeting structure, onboarding new players into the system, and then kind of culminated this week with the camp. We really tried to feature a number of the young players. Say, I don't know if you saw or not, but we in the 2 minute. We had Trufant calling the defense and Matt Schaub during the two-minute session. And then in the move the ball portion, offensively, Matt Ryan called the plays and Paul Warlow did. So it was just another way to just change things up and put those guys in a different spot to help, you know, with the learning and the understanding too. So it was a great session. The guys have put in the work. And now we told them rule number one is absolutely in effect, and that's protecting the team. There's a number of things for them to work on as they go home. But making sure that connection that they have with one another stays strong. They'll be in touch. Oftentimes, a number of them will work out together. But when we come back to camp, when we report, everybody's got to be on point. And protecting the team is the number one priority. So with that, I'll open it up with questions, anything regarding the camp. And then we'll wrap up our portion of the offseason together.
Coach, what were you most pleased with in this camp and the restructured operation that you all were able to undertake?
Very few mental errors, Led, was, you know, something that you're always looking for as a coach. We threw a lot at him. We tried to find who had the versatility, so who could play more than one position. We had some Sams play Leo, Leos play Sams. We moved Upshaw around today. We wanted to see could outside receivers play inside. So having that versatility was probably the big thing. We've played some of the linemen at three different spots. I know Compton's played both tackles at guard. Schweitzer's played all three inside spots. So finding that versatility amongst the new players especially was really important. Next to that, I would say there's a real bond on the team. You know, they feel it, you know, with one another together, how hard they've been working. They feel it with the fans and the community here. So I'd say those are probably two things, you know, how tight we are as a team and then the versatility that we're adding.
If you had to identify one characteristic from a year ago today that's the biggest change in this team, what would it be?
In a word, I'd probably say relentless. And it was one of the words that we talked about at the start of the offseason, and that never backing off attitude, always going for it. And so having that as a mindset, which I think goes a long way. So we got physically stronger, and we also got mentally tougher during this time and this session together. So relentless for us is one that we've been talking about a lot. No injury news to know. The players who reported back and were able to participate in some fashion, Chester and Jarrett and Tyson, all of them will be back participating at full at training camp. So, nothing to update in that way.
And how important is it to have a guy like Matt Schaub backing up Matt when you have an experience?
Yeah, Matt Schaub's been a real addition for us through the offseason. There's a real calming presence, as you can imagine, for a guy who's played as many snaps as he had. So, when we had the opportunity to, you know, add him on board, we thought it would, you know, be significant for us because he adds not only, you know, experience within the system, but just you know, the knowledge that he has that he can pass along, not just to quarterbacks, but to other members of the team.
Is it also important for the other Matt, they both get along and they can kind of share ideas? It's a little bit of bouncing for both.
It's important for all the quarterbacks because so many of those times you look for that guy who's right next to you. So whether it's Matt Schaub or Matt Sims, there's a lot of Matts in our room, Matt, you know. So as we're going through that connection amongst teammates, it's important at every position, but I think it's even more so at quarterback because they're literally trying to see the same thing on every play. And they're kind of coaching one another. And so having that kind of bond, that type of connection is important.
You obviously saw and liked the physicalness of Neil from where you came in. But can you see his transformation to an NFL player? How's that coming along right now?
Yeah, we haven't seen, you know, the part of his game that so shows up, you know, that physical style that he plays with. But what we can see is the mental quickness and the speed that he plays with. We track all the plays that, you know, he was targeted on, whether it was zone or man, and throws to his side. He's really been on point. We knew the learning part, you know, was going to be an important one over that, you know, the short window that we get with the rooks. He's worked extremely hard getting ready. And now over the next 4 and 5 weeks, how fast can he get those smallest of details down? So when we hit the field, you know, at the start of preseason, we're counting on him to have a huge role for us.
You also took two linebackers pretty early. Is it possible to have three rookies in your starting lineup week one?
They'll decide that, and as we go through the process.
Have you seen enough so far to give you a vibe?
We've put them right with the group. We're anxiously seeing what they can do. So each step is a little challenge. And so being with the first group in the OTAs, that's a nice challenge. And then doing it with pads on, we come to training camp against one another, that's a challenge. And then when we get into the preseason games, that's the third part. So they've passed the first part of the test, so to speak. And then the next part will come at the start of camp and then into the, you know, the preseason games where we're doing live tackling and some calls that we're not playing against the offensive people that you're familiar with. So we're really thrilled with the development of those young guys. It was great to see Hooper as another young player here. Get his chance to get some catches today. He had a few yesterday. I think he had two yesterday and some more today. So we're thrilled with the class. They're putting in the work, and that's how they're earning the respect of their teammates by the mindset that they're bringing.
What specifically did you see from the course of the 3 days?
I think it's been an overall, not just the 3 days, Vaughn, that would jump out to me. I think the first few days, like you'd expect, the learning, maybe a hesitation, and then now the elimination of the doubt of the assignment and of how quickly he can close. So it's the speed and burst that he plays with was probably a little stronger than I had thought. And so you can tell he put the work in to say he had the traits that we were looking for, and now that he has the quickness to play zone defense. We've seen him matched up on man-to-man against the tight ends and the backs, and we got some hard matches to go against. And that part of practice where we get to go against one another, like you can see how difficult it is a matchup on Freeman and Jacob Tammy. And so for him getting to go against them and Campbell as well, I thought has been a real plus. We're just trying to find out as much as we can about them. And those two in the coverage aspect are answering the bell.
We're talking to Grady Jarrett about his move full-time to nose tackle. People think of nose tackles, I think of Vince Wilfork's of the world.
He's a great nose tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. To you, what makes Jarrett a good fit there?
In our system, we move more so than traditional 34 teams. So that's what makes our nose tackle. We want to have that versatility. Always, you know, from history of ball to now, that interior line, it takes a lot of toughness. Whether you're on the move like we are, where we're a one-gap team where you can penetrate a little more, or you're playing 34 where you're more sturdy and two-gapping. We know Grady, although he's, you know, not 330 pounds, he's really strong. And he plays with good quickness, so we're anticipating to see what he can do.
Last week, Julio and Matt both talked about communication offensively seems so much better since the end of last season. How do you see that translating already out here, or do you?
I'd say the communication, I don't know if it's all over, but there was very few mental errors that took place during this camp and through the OTAs. And as a coach, those are always the things that you're looking for, like how many busts do we have? And that's the challenge, especially for new players, the young players or free agents that we're bringing, like how fast can you get acclimated to the language, to the terminology? So that's the challenge for them. That's why I've been pleased with Sanu. I've been pleased with Alex Mack in terms of their understanding, and Derek Shelby for guys who are new to the system and the rookies, how fast can they learn it? So I felt like that communication has been good. We've stressed it hard from coach to coach, coach to player, and player to player. And it's been a big part of what we've tried to emphasize this offseason, that communication, and the guys have worked at it hard.
With the Jalen situation, how are you viewing that going into the season? Obviously, you're not having for the first four games,
yep.
Stuff like that. So talk about what you expect from those other guys.
Sure.
And how that transition is going to be when he does come back.
Right. Well, I see him as a, like oftentimes you have players that get injured, and I've been in this scenario before where we've had, players that have missed time, not due to injury. And that's generally how I look at it, where when you lose a player, you're disappointed, and then you make your contingency plans. And we have that all the time. So there's been some really good competition, Vaughn, at the corner spot, not just with one or two guys, but Van Dyke has certainly shown up in a big way. CJ has. Brian Poole, somebody that's jumped out to us in a way. Akeem King. So just to name a few that we're just trying to find out more about, and we're putting them in different spots. What can they do? Can they play inside? Can they play outside? And we're looking for that consistency, for somebody to rise up and say, I can handle it all the time, and not flashes at a time. So that's the message that's been sent to them, to the guys who are competing, to fill that third, fourth, fifth, corner spot for us.
I know it's a ways away, but how do you handle the reps going into the season when you know that Jalen's not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'll be on the backup.
You're going to have to get those
He'll
guys.
Be a backup.
Okay.
Yep. Through all the preseason. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Good question.
Vic's adaptation to his new role?
I think it's pretty natural because it's so similar to the role that he played last year. And I think, quite honestly, there was a lot made of it because, oh, man, it was this really – it sounded like this really big change. And I didn't have the very best way to articulate it. But I think some of the guys who've been here locally, we got together and we talked about how our defense plays, how similar the Sam linebacker and the Leo is. So I think once we did that, we kind of disarmed a lot of people locally to say, no, he's still going to be a real factor rushing. That's why we drafted him, and that Sam backer is real important. So it was not so far out of his comfort zone that it was real foreign to him. He picked it up. He's one of our best athletes on our team. So that part, it added to the value of the position, not diminished it.
You see his bag of rushing the passer tricks growing?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say it's growing, but I would say there's going to be a real definitive plan of how we're going to do it. And learning a lot as a rookie, he did. And as a pass rusher, it can be challenging. Knowing how to rush, different guys have different styles. So knowing who you're playing against, what they're susceptible to is really important. And I think for rookies, they don't have the real appreciation for how hard I have to study you. And once you get to that spot where each week you're going through your plan of how to attack it, it helps. He's gone through that process now. He's had an outstanding offseason. I can anticipate him making some more strides. He's doing his part over the summer to make sure he's getting right. He's completely dialed in to get that part of his game in order.
Yeah, how important having Julio and Muhammad working with Desmond on catching passes and how to actually undercut receivers during some of the drills?
Yeah, isn't that cool to see the guys working, you know, against one another and kind of sharing some of the things that are hard, some of the things that are challenging. I think that's like the ultimate sign of teammate and respect, because they compete against each other so hard at practice that here's a chance to share some knowledge inside. And it takes a lot of humility to do that, because am I giving away some of the secret sauce? Could be, but I'm not surprised that those three teammates want to share that with one another.
Is that one of those things you kind of look at and go, that's what we need, that's what I'm looking for?
Yeah, you always like to see those type of small connections that happen to say, all right, these three guys, they're getting it. And they're pushing it to make each other better. And ultimately, what's that going to do? Make our team better.
Coach, Matt got the receivers together in the offseason. Do you know if there's a plan for him and that group to get together and do something?
There's not over the summer. It was a big group. It was the defensive backs, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, quarterbacks. So, but I don't know if there's a plan at the moment for that. But I would anticipate the work that they put in was to set up for they could hit the offseason. So the goal for that was to get ready. And then now they put the work in to get ready for camp. A group that caught my attention, I don't know if it would be a position battle, was our offensive line. And the way they compete for one another, I don't know if any of you are standing near where they do their individual work, those guys strain and they battle and it's really hard. And that group has totally put the work in and it shows. And so for them to see, there's going to be some battles, you know, along the offensive line spot. I've been very pleased with that group. I've seen the work that they are putting in and how hard they're going for it. There's a real connection amongst that, and we're trying to make that line of scrimmage just every year, you know, in the front of our thinking. And that offensive line group, they're putting it out.
You nearly ran over you there.
Yes. Yeah, I know it. You can see the lack of quickness that got me into coaching shortly after college. But it was honestly, you know, I've been going to different groups during individual this spring to get a better feel for it. And that group, I feel their strain in it. I felt it in the wide receivers and the DBs for sure. I think Jeff Ulbrich's one that at linebacker, the competition is all over the board. So they're going for it each day, and they're such a close group already, old guys helping young guys asking the questions for the old guys, not being intimidated to say, am I okay to ask this? Like, all those barriers are gone, and all we're trying to do is just see how good we can get each unit, and that collectively makes our team better. It takes a lot of humility from the players, the older guys, to make sure the younger guys, we're not waiting for them to, you know, there's no rite of passage that has to happen, you know, like how good can you get? Honestly, that's what a veteran player wants to see. They don't want to see a meek guy come in and be all, you know, whatever the word is, you know, timid to somebody. Like, are you here to help us win? Let's get in the drill and let's get it right. And I've seen that from a number of the guys.